Winnie Byanyima, Dr. Chizabesige's wife, told VOA that her husband was kidnapped and brought to the country by the Ugandan government. Byanyima claimed her husband had traveled to Nairobi to attend a book launch by Kenyan opposition leader Martha Karua. Byanyima, who is the executive director of UNAIDS, said her family is worried about Besigye's health and asked the Ugandan government to release Besigye.
Because they've done this to him before. They've arrested him and held him in a military jail. We had to go to a court and get an order for him to be released from a military jail because he's not a soldier. He retired many years ago. He's a civilian. If he's done anything wrong, according to the government, they know what to do. They should bring him before a civilian court. He has a right to bail. He should apply for his bail. He has a right to lawyers and he has a right to family. But just to be missing in Kenya and then he shows up in the jail suggests that he was kidnapped.
Chris Bariomunsi is the Minister of Information, Communications Technology and National Guidance and the government spokesman. He told state media UBC the government followed the right procedures in Besigye's arrest from Kenya.
Being arrested from Kenya would not be a problem, but the assurance we give the country is that the government of Uganda does not arrest somebody and keeps him or her incommunicated for a long time. If you are arrested on suspicion of committing any crime, then you will be produced in court and charged and prosecuted, because we don't believe in abducting people and keeping away people for whatever reason.
The military prosecution alleges that Besigye and another Ugandan identified as Haji Obed Rutale held meetings in Athens, Geneva and Nairobi to mobilize resources against the security of Uganda between 2023 and 2024. The prosecution also alleges that the two were found with illegal possession of pistols and rounds of ammunition in Nairobi's Riverside apartments. The Pan-African Opposition Leaders Solidarity Network, a coalition of opposition leaders across Africa, accused both Ugandan and Kenyan security agencies of what they call, in two quotes, a deeply disturbing violation of human rights and international law. Retired General Mugisha Muntu heads opposition party, Alliance for Transformation in Uganda. He said he was concerned with the manner in which Besigye, his former colleague both in the army and opposition party, Forum for Democratic Change, was arrested.
Unfortunately, these are indicators of the times in which we are. It's unfortunate, but needs to alert all of us to be conscious of the situation we are in and keep on organizing and become resilient, because overcoming these kinds of challenges that we are facing here in Uganda is not for the faint-hearted. We must keep on organizing until we are able to turn around this situation.
Kampala resident Nathan Selunjoji says he now fears he cannot express his views having read what happened to Besigye.
If someone like him was arrested in that manner, then I think most of the people who support the opposition or who work with the opposition, the foot soldiers, are at a very high risk, the fact that we are getting closer to the elections.
Besigye and Rutale denied the accusations made against them by the Ugandan government and are remanded to prison until December 2nd. For VOA News, I am Gume Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.